From Moody Radio Chicago, you're listening to This Is The Day with Nancy Turner. For more information, visit our website, thisistheday.fm. Now here's Nancy Turner.
You know, I'm thinking about when the Holy Spirit moves and a vision comes, and that's why we have our next guest on the air, who I happen to hear about here through a couple of different sources, and I thought, I've got to get a hold of this gal. She has quite a story, and I just don't know if I want to start with her story or tell the ministry first. Alice Tyson is on the air with us here, and Alice, your ministry is called His Wheels International. Maybe we could start with you telling us what is His Wheels International, and then we have to hear how it all came about.
Well, thank you, Nancy. Thanks for the invitation and to be on your show today. His Wheels International is a bicycle service organization, and what we do is we provide bicycles and hand-pedaled tricycles to those in need. We distribute bicycles to refugees, immigrants, educators, healthcare and AIDS workers worldwide, and we've provided ongoing research and development of a hand-pedaled three-wheeler for small factory production in underserved areas of the world, for those impacted by polio, landmines, or other disabilities. And, you know, landmines have is one of the tragedies of the 20th century that has maimed or killed millions. And so landmines alone is have left many in need of what we have to offer in the form of a trike. And I want to say, you know, if people can't listen on, they can find us at our website at hiswheels.org.
Yes, and I invite you to go there because there's a lot of great information. We want to hear Alice's story of how this all came about, though, and I think this is going to strike you powerfully. We will stop and take our break. We'll come back. But she says, God began to outline my life canvas with the beauty of trust. So let's find out all about this coming up right after this break. The program is called This Is The Day. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm Nancy Turner and love to hear from you. Nancy@moody.edu. And joining us today is founder and director of His Wheels International, Alice Tyson. Alice, I'm glad that you would be with me today. Thank you.
And thank you.
Well, before your diagnosis that you received when you were around age 30, tell us what you were doing before then. What did you do with your life?
Well, Nancy, my interest in sport started at about the age of 5. You know, my favorite class throughout grade school and high school was physical education, and I just assumed everybody's was. Mm-hmm. By the age of 15, I took my first cross-country bicycling trip. I went from Portland, Maine to Portland, Oregon, biking 3,600 miles in 42 days. I learned the hard way that the wind comes out of the west because I was biking into it. I don't recommend that route. and I remember thinking, if I can bike coast to coast, I can face anything that comes my way. Mm-hmm. In my 15-year-old mind, little did I know that in 1992, the real test would begin. Mm. But by 1992, actually, let me just tell a little bit of that story before then. Mm-hmm. Then at 16, I bike from San Diego to Virginia Beach, 3,100 miles. That was a little easier, a little bit more tailwind, a little less headwind. Mm-hmm. At 17, I bike through England and Scotland. And then as time went on, I had biked through. I went to Africa, Zimbabwe, as a short-term missionary in 1983. Mm-hmm. And when I left, I thought, wow, if I only had a tool and a cable, I could have fixed the bike I was riding on. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was a nurse wondering, would I make missions my career? Mm-hmm. And what struck me was there are a lot of great leaders in our countries around the world that just need some type of tool to help them expand the kingdom. Mm. And that dream went dormant for a about 20 years, but God had work to do before the dream could come to fruition. Hmm. And by 1992, at the age of 30, I had biked on four continents and covered 10,000 miles.
Hmm.
And in 1988, I fulfilled what I thought was my last, which was my last childhood dream, and that was to bike through Israel. And while God has a sense of humor, because that was a high school dream of mine, but when I got to Israel, I was in a position of grappling with God, and I had said, God, a few months earlier, I'd said, God, I don't know if you're worth going with any longer.
Mm-hmm.
I'd grown up in a Christian home. I felt disillusioned by life. And I got to Israel, and I was biking through Israel with a Jewish atheist who was on our team. And he came up to me, and he said, you know what, Alice? Your life demonstrates your faith. To this day, I let him know he's the person who challenged me to return to my faith.
Wow.
I rededicated my life to the Lord in the Jordan River, and remember saying, God, doesn't matter where we go, I'm going to go with you.
And so just to stop at this juncture of the story to say, you know, listening, you would maybe, like me, be thinking, okay, I have done all the things. I've come to the Lord. I've baptized in the Jordan River. I've handed my life over. Certainly all good is going to be happening, and I'm heading for the kingdom. I want to do kingdom work. So God's going to use me, and all's going to be well. That's a great agenda, right?
Yes, it is. But it seemed to be all about me at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1992, at the age of 30, I was a registered nurse. I just finished my degree in physical education and was looking for a PE position, and was 4 days from going on a 1,000-mile bike trip when I got out of bed, and I had to crawl to the phone to report to work and say I wouldn't be in for work. And what I didn't know then was I would never be returning to full-time work. And so at the age of 30, an active single person who had everything in life going for me, I was on the upward career slope. I, 10 months later, was diagnosed with chronic fatigue immune dysfunction syndrome, CFIDS. At the time, in 1992, I remember hearing a radio show that said, and there's a new condition out called yuppie flu. And I thought, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And that's the derogatory term that this life-altering condition that I was now labeled with was.
Mm.
I felt like the doctor had read me my life sentence and thrown away the key.
Because there's no cure.
There's no cure. And it's an invisible illness that I think these are statistics from 2007 said that over 7.5 million people have chronic fatigue syndrome. And every day, a CFIDS patient feels significantly the same as an AIDS patient feels 2 months before death.
Hmm.
And this was stated by a doctor in an infectious disease at a 1995 congressional briefing on chronic fatigue syndrome.
Well, how did you ever find out how one succumbs to this, how one gets this?
No, and being in the medical field, of course, and when your friends, you know, you find out everybody from the garbage man to the financial investor and everybody in between
mm-hmm.
becomes physicians.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has a solution to a problem. But it's kind of like Job. Job had some buddies like that, too. And they weren't all that helpful.
Mm-hmm.
CFIDS has a sudden onset, flu-like symptoms, and which worsen over time. At least that's how mine started. And it has included every body system. But the characteristic relentless fatigue and joint pain, low-grade fever, make living a life, normal life, impossible.
Mm.
And let me just share some of my symptoms, because as the word chronic fatigue suggests, I think we all fit into that. At the end of a 12, 14-hour day, we can look and say, I'm fatigued also.
Mm-hmm.
But my symptoms have included severe aches and pains throughout my body. It's a central pain. It's not a specific pain. So when I'm in pain and someone says, where do you hurt? I just think, I just feel so bad. I just wish I could die.
Mm.
A persistent low-grade fever. So, you know, not a high one, but it's the one that many people call in to work and say, boy, I can't get out of bed this morning. I feel so sick.
Mm-hmm.
And when standing still, my heart rate at one point rapidly rose from 80 beats a minute to 160 beats per minute within 30 seconds.
Mm.
And I was only able to exercise at about a quarter of what I used to. And then it would take 24 to 72 hours to recover.
Hmm.
Buildings over 68 degrees create what's called a cardiac and nervous system response, neurogenic response, that creates a problem in which my heart can do the same thing, throw off all the same symptoms as someone having a heart attack, and my nervous system can throw off all the neurological symptoms, and it took me years to figure out that a building is what caused my problem.
Oh, boy.
You probably don't want to come to my house because I sleep at 48 degrees.
So, seriously?
Yeah, my mother says, I'm not coming in the winter to visit you.
Do you feel cold? Do you feel physically cold?
When I do that?
Yeah.
I have a nice down comforter, and I'm just wonderful.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, if you'd like to come join me for a night, I do have a guest bedroom, but most people say no to that.
Well, all this to say, this was a debilitating strike to you here. It changed your life radically. You were a person extremely active and had everything going, had just rededicated your life to the Lord. And then this hits you, takes you out of the workforce. And you suddenly are saying to yourself, Lord, what do I do with my life? Right?
Right. You know, I wondered, does my life still have a purpose?
Sure.
I mean, I was a nurse. I know what it means when you receive a diagnosis of a syndrome means we don't know anything about it in the medical field.
Ah.
Of course, I was scared and depressed. I wondered, would I ever work again? Did I have cancer? How would I support myself? And, you know, nobody has answers. You can go to the psychologist. You can go to the medical people. You can go to the legal world. And sometimes we mistake all those professional people, and we forget that we serve a provident God.
Mm.
And
well, here she is, and we've got like 3 minutes before we take our next little break here. So, Alice, tell us, you loved bicycles, you loved bike riding, but you couldn't anymore. And as a matter of fact, I think you said in one of your articles I was reading that if you took a bike ride at, what was it? I'm trying to scroll back up to it. But if you took a small bike ride, 1 mile slowly, my spirit screams for the freedom to ride 20 to 40 miles. You can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
What brought this idea of the bicycle ministry to you?
Well, you know, I spent about 15 years hidden, and I allowed God to make the number one occupation in my life prayer. And then in 2003, I was invited, the hospitality of a couple from my church, Walt and Ellen, invited me to join them with a scholar from Wheaton College, one of the Billy Graham scholars from Tanzania. And we had a great evening. But I thought, and I felt God saying, invite them over. Make sure you have them over one day. And this still small voice became a louder and louder scream over the next 3 months as I listed my reasons why I couldn't have them over. God, you don't understand. I have nothing to offer this couple. Mm-hmm. I'm depressed. My income has just been taken from me. Why would I have them over?
Mm-hmm.
2 days before they left, I had them over and I said, just talking in a normal conversation, wanting to ascertain something, I said, how could our church help your ministry? Mm-hmm. And he said, if every family in the church gave a gift of $100, that gift would buy a bicycle, allowing a pastor or evangelist to travel to five villages, a 5 or 6 hour walk between them, reaching many for Christ. I don't know what else he said after that. But what he did was he brought back all my interest that I had, you know, my love for cycling. And of course, this was 11 years after my illness began. And I had had someone say, you know, why are you still talking about your bicycle trips? Why don't you just move on, get on with it? Mm. And you know what? I couldn't get cycling out of my conversations, my dreams, my thoughts. And here's why. Because God had something that he was wanting to do.
Mm. I love hearing this story about how she just said, I don't know if you caught this part before we stop and take our break and then we'll come back, but she said, I spent 15 years praying for God's will, basically, to understand what he wanted from my life. Did you get that? 15 years. And yet this one person, and we always talk about this, so I love having Alice on, one person gets a vision or an idea, and the Holy Spirit starts it, and all of a sudden there's a ministry that is just kicking off worldwide. Alice, stay with us. We'll be right back with you here as we continue on Worldview Wednesday.
Lord, here's my offering. You are the one that takes what I bring and somehow uses it for your glory, for your glory.
Well, God took what Alice had to offer, her love of bicycling, her imagination that he knew he created her with. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things, Alice, that you said, I had to have a new imagination for what God would plan for me in my life.
Yeah, it was, actually, there were two prayers in 19 that I began praying and wrote in my prayer journal. Mm-hmm. In 1997, I prayed for an enjoyable position where I would have variety in my work, utilizing my interests, talents, and education as both a nurse, physical educator, and at the time a Crown financial budget counselor, and to include my love for Christ into a God-sized position. And in 98, I prayed, expand my imagination of how I can serve you.
Yeah, there's a great prayer. Well, let's because I know we're going to run out of time. I'm certain we'll have to have you back again for an update as this whole thing is growing. Give us some statistics and dreams and how we can help.
Well, thank you. My goal was to provide 100 bikes in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. In 2005, we began His Wheels. And since that time, we have distributed over 1,300 bikes and trikes to people associated with 83 countries. And His Wheels has 53 trikes. Our trikes on 6 continents and in 7 U.S. states. We have designed 15 hand-pedaled trike prototypes. We have built 2 junior racing hand cycle trikes. We dream of a children's hand cycle racing team. We also have had 2 production runs of our trikes that we're using overseas.
Mm-hmm.
We have provided bicycles to missionaries from 42 mission organizations serving in 52 countries. We have shipped 26 bicycles to 5 countries, and we have distributed 354 bicycles through World Relief to refugees and immigrants from 22 countries. And this year alone, His Wheels has had a part in getting 35 trikes to people in 3 countries. And that has included, we sent a set of 15 trike kits to Ethiopia, to a hospital, Soto Christian Hospital in Ethiopia. Mm. We have one young man who began our first factory in North Africa, and they made 20 of them since 2008, and they distributed 13 of those in January. And we've just sent 4 trikes with two organizations to Sierra Leone. The country is interested now in reaching out to those in the amputee villages who were, many of them, mutilated during the war that went through Sierra Leone. And our dream is for there to set up factories whereby the nationals can make them for those in the refugee or in these amputee villages. Our other dreams are just this year we moved from my backyard and we are now in a headquarters in Glen Ellen. And we are hoping, God willing, finances permitting, we would like to bring on 2 to 4 full-time paid staff in January to go from a fully volunteer organization to having some paid people on staff.
Well, and go on.
The ways that we could use some help, we are always looking for volunteers to help. And I like to say, if you are willing, we are able to find something for you to do that will utilize your talents and gift.
Yeah, and it's right here in our backyard. I mean, this is just amazing to me. I'm so glad that we got you on to talk about this. His Wheels International is a 501c3 not-for-profit Christian bikes and hand-pedaled trike service organization with a mission in mind. And with a woman who spent a lot of time on a bicycle and knows what it can bring in terms of just joy, but also the practical part of it, I think the thing that we're all hitting on here is the practical part of it. Would there be a place that if people want to get involved, they can contact you? Can I put it up on our webpage at This
Yes.
Is the Day?
Yes, please do. We have our contact information is P.O. Box 423, Wheaton, Illinois, 60187. Our phone number is 630-510-1005. And you can find us at www.hiswheels.org. And that is our post office box. And we do have regular mechanic work days at our new facilities, which is only 3 miles from Wheaton in Glen Ellen, Illinois. And you can find out about it on our website at hiswheels.org. And we can use you in many ways. We can use public relations. We can use artistic skills, photography, filmmaking.
Everything.
And bikes need everybody.
We've hit on this organization at a point where they're ready to grow, and maybe somebody listening today is saying, wow, that's what I think I could do. That's my mission, too. So if you go to thisistheday.fm, we'll provide these links for you, and you can find out about His Wheels International. Alice, I just want to thank you for being with us today. Do you want to leave us with a scripture before we let you go?
Oh, I want to leave you with a thought that
All right.
It's not the sin of commission that I think we're guilty of in the church as much as the sin of omission. Those things when God says to us, will you do something for me? And nobody else in the world knows if we will do it or not, but He does. And I had 4 young children who I said, if I hadn't started His Wheels, would you have known about it? They said, well, we might not have known, but we would not have had bikes to take to Senegal with us. So I'm wondering if there's a sin of omission that God is waiting for you and I to get off of being scared about and to walk in His path and do what He asks us to do.
Walking by faith, that's what it's all about. Thank you, Alice.
Thanks
for being with us. God bless you, sister.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to This Is the Day with Nancy Turner. For more information, visit our website, thisistheday.fm.